Who would you call a fence or wall made of bluestone or rock you might remove from the field?
Rock.
Or stone wall.
Stone wall. That would almost have to be illiterate not to answer some of these questions, would you?
A lot of people are illiterate.
They must be.
And they just, you know, the main deal is, you know, you want to try to get people from all walks of life.
Uh-huh.
So you can get a social cross-section, an educational, intellectual cross-section,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so you've got
to
get a sample.
And there's a lot of social changes in this, and they're trying to bring all of it together in terms of trying to make changes in our English language. Is that the purpose of it?
Yeah, just describe it right now.
I think they're trying to simplify it, is what I think they're trying
to
do.
See, they're scientists right now, and you've got to remember what the whole deal right now is. It's just basically phenomenological. They just want to describe the phenomena, and later, you know, after they've collected the data and organized it in a way that's comprehensible, then people can look at it and make sense out of it, whether the people be living now or 50 years from now or 100 years from now or 500 years from now.
Yeah.
It's going to be around and it's going to be recorded in a scientific fashion, and then it can be used. But see, if we don't get these things recorded now, then chances are they're not going to be around 50 years from now.
Well, generations to come won't know a thing about a lot of the stuff that I've talked about.
That's right.
Your generation doesn't know much about it now.
And that's the whole beauty of recording, because, you know, pronunciations change,
yeah.
And we just wish we had recordings of people in the Globe Theater and stuff like that.
Don't
so you can
know?
Find, yeah, find
yeah.
out how they really talk.
Yeah. We don't know why, do we?
Yeah. We have some ideas because of poetry and stuff, but nothing firm.
And we haven't gone enough depth to know much about that. Just get a little snip here and those things and think we're educated.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, that is the whole purpose of science, just to describe, basically. And, I don't know, some scientists or theoreticians, I suppose, like, you know, the big guy here is Noam Chomsky, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting.
Well, it sounds really simplified to us and all, but I see what they're doing. They're trying to preserve.
Right.
You know, enough of this that they can make life live on and on.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Know.
That's why when I approached you at the interview, I said, you know, we'd be going down in scientific history.
Hmm.
Because they're going to have this after we're dead.
Yeah, after I'm gone,
too.
Yeah. Because they don't collect it now. And as it is, they can collect hearsay, but they like to have it. Down
real
to earth.
Thing.
They do. I can understand that.
That's right.
That's why it's called scientific.
That's right. I suppose it's the pressing thing about social science is that they've got to go ahead and get it now because culture and society are going to change.
It really changes every day.
Mm-hmm. So if you lose it now, you've lost it forever.
Now you can think about a lot of these things that we've talked about, how different it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And as we think of the future, how sublime all this stuff is going to be just back here. It's just hardly thinkable that we'd even ever have any of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have ever thought at your age you'd never slept on a feather bed? I don't feel it. Once, maybe grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this great aunt of mine that I talk about so much, oh mercy goodness, that was a joy and pleasure. Me as a little old kid, I'd rather go there than anything. Well, that's one of the highlights of my memories, you know, as a child. But it'll be gone. Another generation, and your generation's almost out of sight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brother Ben.
Thank
and
you.
A smokehouse is out of your sight,
mm-hmm.
Where you got that good food. And a spring, how they used to keep their milk and butter and all that, they had a spring house. It was over a big spring, you know, and they had shelves and everything built up. They had their butter in there and all the things that we call a refrigerator. Look at that one in summer. But the teacher in the summer was it forever building. She had a spring house. And I just, I did. She lived it up. And that was the day when things seemed to be hard, but yet it didn't seem hard to them. They were not in any rush or any hurry or seemed to have plenty of time to go and stay half a day at church, never think anything about it. Half the night at church. And after you go stay an hour, you stay too long, you know. That's time.
Got things to do, really.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of time, we'll move along.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. if you want to make a hen start laying, where do you put in her nest to food her?
Artificial eggs? Stones?
Yeah.
Something to look like an egg.
Uh-huh.
Artificial stuff.
What's that made out of? Or that?
Marble?
No, the piece of
glass.
If it were finer glass, it would be. Or. What do you call the stuff that your husband. That you got when you were married? Your. What do you call that nation that's southwest of Japan?
China.
You know, what if the egg were made out of a substance whose namesake was the country? It would be a blank egg. You know, you had a glass egg and you'd have a blank egg made out of.
Made out of China?
So it would be a blank egg.
China egg.
China egg, okay.